They are unable to make contact with it. So Roman, through his professional career, was talking about this last half inning, but didn't complete the conversation. 7 2/3 innings were the number of pitches that he had, or number of innings he had in 23. His longest outing, 3 innings in that save opportunity against the Inland Empire 66ers. And wondered if, is he going to go into more of a bullpen role, but he gets out in that starter role here today. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one barely misses outside for ball three. This is a guy, as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, he had starting stuff. He was a typical Sunday starter out at Fresno State. 3-1 into the right side, and the count goes full. But he had his first career complete game on May 13th of 2023 when he struck out a collegiate career high, 10 strikeouts and only given up 3 hits in a 10-1 victory over the UNLV Rebels in Mountain West play. So that 10 strikeouts, the collegiate best for Roman. His career best is 7. And Roman's currently got that here through 3 innings of work. Looking for strikeout 8. The pitch fouled off to the right side and will go full once again. Roman Angelo carving up the San Jose order here through the first 2 2/3 innings. So far a 6 pitch at bat. Roman was behind at 2-1. At one point he's fought back with 2 straight strikes. A 3-2 pitch on the way from Roman Angelo. Misses inside for ball 4. Has his first walk of the ball game. And Jonah Cox shows a disciplined at-bat there. It's by having a 2-1 count. Puts it full. Cox is able to work out of it. And now it's Maui Uwuna stepping up to the plate. The former Kansas Jayhawk and Tennessee Volunteer. Angelo working from the stretch for just the second time today, and that ball's hit right back up the middle. Rounding second is Cox. He'll hold up there, and just like that, there's 2-out traffic for the Giants. Uwuna, instead of letting Roman Angelo get in control of that at-bat, swings at the first pitch he sees, and he'll bring up Cole Foster to the plate, who's having the best series out of anybody on this San Jose squad. 0-for-1 on the day on a strikeout, but Cole Foster, 4-for-9 here in the series, including a really solid opening game of the series where he recorded 3 hits. 2 down here, the pitch on the way from Angelo, fouled up and out of play. And the count moved to 0-1, and that's a Porta Subs foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Cole Foster, RBI opportunity. The pitch, check swing, does he go around? First base umpire says no. So first opportunity with the runner in scoring position. Visalia had their first runner in scoring position in the bottom of the second inning where Drew Jones drove in Anderson Rojas. 1-1 pitch to Roman, swung on and missed, elevated pitch. 1-2, and he's heavily relying on that fastball here at the moment. Maybe he goes off speed here. Or is he going to challenge Foster right here? The best hitter of the series so far for San Jose. 1-2 pitch on the way, misses high and outside. Looks like he went with that fastball again, but lost control on the delivery. Ryo 8's on deck here for a new career high of 8 strikeouts. He's got 7 so far. Angelo glances at second. The pitch misses inside, ball 3, and the count goes full. Second full count at bat in the last 3 batters. Maya Uwuna saw the first pitch he swung, and he sent it out to second. Full count. Runners will be put in motion. The pitch on the way. Hit to the right side. Scooped up by the first baseman, Ruben Santana. And he steps on first himself. And Roman Angelo has three shutout innings. One hit, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. We are through 2.5 in downtown Visalia. Giants 0, Rawhide 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales.
Mikhail Lansville remains on the mound for San Jose. We move to the bottom of the third inning, where the Rawhide lead 1-0. Jefferson Pena leads things off for Visalia. It will be Pena, Turin, and Yancel Luis, 9-1-2 for Visalia. Lansville threw the first two innings, two strikeouts compared to Roman Angelo's seven. And this has been a Giants team who's relied more on their defense rather than pitching for strikeouts. To the left side of the infield, and Maui Iwona throws over to first base, and that's the first out of the inning. And it will bring up the shortstop, Christopher Turin, to the plate. Well, Turin stepping up to the plate has a chance to let us go through the defensive alignment. Ty Hanschy catching the balls in the strikes today. Guillermo Williamson will be over at first. The first pitch to Torian is upstairs for a ball. It'll be Cole Foster over at second. Maui Iwona over at shortstop. Elion Rayo will be manning the hot corner over at third. Go through the outfield in a minute. Torian's pitch misses upstairs for a ball. 2-0 goes the count. Bo Davidson will be out in left field. Jonah Cox in center. And Cesar Quintus out in right field. The 2-0 pitch on the way. And Torian's just going to loft this one into left field. Drops in for a base hit. Seven straight games on base, tied for the longest in the Cal League to open up the 2024 season. Takes it off the throat of the bat. Look at a jammed pitch. But good job moving the hands inside, barreling up the ball as good as he could, and lifts it out to left, and it will bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. And before that will happen, a pickoff attempt over at first. So one out single here for Turin, who ended his five-game hit streak yesterday. In a game where Turin was unable to record a hit. Pitch on the way to Luis, and that one clips the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Pickoff attempt back over to first. And Turin dives back in safely. So typically 6:30 first pitches. Started an hour earlier in an attempt to get both seven-inning ball games in today. So the sun's going to be out a little bit longer past what typically is the third inning. A swing and a miss here for Yancel Luis. And the count moves to 0-2. Luis, the Rawhide switch hitter. They get ready for the pitch, and misses outside for ball one. And a pretty nice crowd here for the doubleheader. Announcement was made last night towards the end of the ball game. And the Rawhide faithful have showed out here on this first Friday of the season. And the pastor looking really good as well. Quite a bit of fans out there. Out in right field. All the kids running around out there near that foul pole out on the right field side. A great night to enjoy some baseball. A nice breeze on a sunny Friday afternoon. Yancel Luis fouls that one backwards. And the count moves 1-2. Vasile will be back on the road this upcoming weekend. This upcoming week, I'll travel down south to take on the Lake Elsinore Storm. Lake Elsinore, currently second in the Cal South by a game. Visalia leads them with a record of 4-2. Lake Elsinore 3-3. So that should be a pretty fun series next week. Before Visalia returns home for a six-game set against the Inland Empire 66ers, a series where Visalia won in three games 5 days ago. One ball, two strikes, one away. Both teams have two hits. A really big lead by Christopher Terrain over at first base. And with those two hits, the Rawhide have their first and second hits of the game, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Pick up an 8-ounce cup of Super Supreme Rosa Brothers ice cream at concession stands throughout the ballpark. Moo! 1-2 with one down. Yancel Luis from the left side. He'll get ready for the pitch. Delivery from Lansville, and this one's a high chopper over to second. Has a chance to turn two. 4-6-3 DP. Caught by the first baseman, Guillermo Williamson. And Cale Lansville works out of the one-out single. One hit, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base, and we are through three at Valley Strong Ballpark, where the Giants trail against the Rawhide 1-0. You're watching to listening to Rawhide Baseball Live on the MILB app.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Top of the fourth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Elion Rayo will dig in here for the San Jose Giants. And it has been a wheeling and dealing kind of day here for Roman Angelo. Seven strikeouts with only two hits allowed. Angelo's in a groove. And he's working from the windup here to begin the fourth inning. The pitch on the way, and that one's lifted into left field. The left fielder, Jefferson Pena, is underneath it, and he grabs the first out. And Junior Franco yesterday. And the Rawhide defense will go around the horn for the first out of the inning.
Now batting number 18, Bo Davidson.
Bo Davidson, 1-for-8 here in the series. He played in the first two games of the set. 1-for-8, and now make it 1-for-9 after a strikeout last at bat. Angelo's pitch misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Roman signed in July of 2023. The 1-0 delivery on the way. Misses inside for a ball. The most walks that Roman has had in his professional career, two, has April 18th out in the complex. That pitch misses outside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. The most runs he's allowed is two. I mentioned earlier that ERA of a 2.35 career ERA. It's not been a long career, but it's been an effective one so far. 1.69 through six games that he's appeared in. And if he stays on track that he is right now, he can go for seven games and can lower that ERA by a little bit more. The pitch on the way is outside for ball four. A one-out walk here for Bo Davidson, who will take his place over at first base.
Tired of high electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar. Learn more at jpsolar.com.
And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. The longest outing by either Rawhide pitcher this season. Denny LaRonda went for five, and Jacob Steinmetz last night went for five as well.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Steinmetz a really solid start for 2024.
Have you ever wanted to throw some axes?
I know. Now Tyler Mark out there for the mound visit. And that last walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. If you're tired of high electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar, by CLA's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Cesar Quintez will dig in for the second time today. Struck out swinging back in the second inning. He was one of five straight strikeouts retired by Roman Angelo. The foul pitch goes for strike number one, and that breeze really starting to pick up right now with the American flag flying in towards right field. 94-mile-per-hour wind right now. This one's lifted to center field. Racing backwards is Drew Jones. He dives. He can't hold on to the ball. It ends up hitting the grass. Rounding third, here comes Bo Davidson. The ball is cut up by Yancel Luis. The throw is offline, and it nearly clipped Davidson in the helmet. And De Leon kind of had to kind of get his arm out of the way of that ball. That could have been a dangerous play at home. But Davidson comes home to score, and it's an RBI base hit from Cesar Quintez. And that was a nice run by Drew Jones. That was not an easy play, especially with the wind, the way the wind's blowing in this ball game. He dove, and it looked like for a second it may have gone into Jones's glove, but he was so stretched out that was going to be a really difficult play to hold on to. And he kicks up all the dirt out there in left center field. And a swing and a miss here on an 80-mile-per-hour off-speed pitch from Cesar Quintez. So back-to-back base runners here for San Jose. A nice block there from Adrian De Leon. This has been a San Jose team who's been aggressive on the base path so far. And with that double, now 15 on the season, second best in the Cal League. Visalia only seven here in 2024. That's tied for sixth. A foul pitch. And the count moves to 1-2. No triples for San Jose yet. Rawhide with four of them. And Ruben Santana has been one of those guys that has been able to do it. He did it twice over the weekend at Inland Empire. 1-2, Williamson will call for a time. And a strikeout right here would be a new career high for Roman Angelo. He said it last weekend at Inland Empire. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And a new career high for Roman Angelo. Eight strikeouts here on the day. And it's another strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. And manager D. Gardner, aware of the situation, he gets that eighth strikeout and he makes his way out to the mound. And we will have our first pitching change of the ball game. But the standing ovation is deserved for Roman Angelo. He has eight strikeouts through 3 2/3 inning with only three hits. And we will step aside here. Pitching change from Valley Strong Ballpark. And the Rawhide and the Giants are tied up at one apiece. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the top of the fourth inning. We're tied up at one apiece with a new Rawhide arm in the ballgame. Yasmir Alvarez, first pitch out of the gate, 96-mile-per-hour heater to Nadir Lewis. And going over that stat line once again for Roman Angelo, 3 2/3 innings with three hits. But the eye-popper there, 8 Ks from Roman. And that pitch misses inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And with that pitching change, it's our first one of the day, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. ResCom has been protecting customers and homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Strike. Our pitch misses outside for ball three. The pickoff attempt goes back over to second base. Yasmir Alvarez comes in at 6'1", 155 from Venezuela. Signed as a free agent in 2017. And a guy who's got a lot of pop in that arm. 96 mile per hour. And it's going to be a four-pitch walk here for Alvarez out of the bullpen. And that's going to set up Nadir Lewis over at first base. Bring up Ty Hainsey to the plate. Yasmir Alvarez now leads the team in most appearances here in 2024. This is now his third appearance of the season. And now manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound and have a word with the home plate umpire Garrett Nelson. Z seems to be arguing that maybe interference for Nadir Lewis, who really didn't put much of an effort to get out of the way of that on that wild pitch. But either way, it's going to be a runner over at third and first. And she 0 for 1 here on the day as he struck out swinging back in the third inning. Giants out hitting the Rawhide 3-2. 1-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Hainsey gets ready for the pitch on the defense as plays straight up. A 2-out delivery, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. Drew Jones nearly made an iconic grab out there in center field earlier this inning, but it just barely stunk past his glove and ended up scoring a run. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. And DeLeon quickly pops off the mask to make sure nobody else advances, and the count moves to 0-2. Alvarez having a chance to strand the now fifth runner of the ball game. San Jose stranded two in the third, one in the second. And Ty will dig in once again here for San Jose. 0-2 pitch here on the way for Yasmir Alvarez. The delivery fouled off to the left side. And it's going to be a Vision Glassworks foul ball. For free quote today, call Justin or give him a text at 559-747-2000. Deere Lewis stands over at first. Cesar Quintez stands at third. And the pitch from Alvarez misses high and outside. Yasmir pitched on Friday night of opening night, and then he pitched against the San Jose Giants on opening night, April 9th. In both of those outings, he's not allowed to run. The 1-2 fouled up and out of play.
That's another broken window for Vision Glassworks.
Not currently responsible for Cesar Quintez, who stands at third. However, he is responsible for Nadir Lewis, who's on first base. Three complete innings of work so far this year, and through those three, he's only allowed one hit. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Alvarez. It's a 96-mile-per-hour heater, and it misses inside 2-2. During last night's broadcast, we mentioned the veteran presence in that Rawhide pen and those Rawhide starters. But it's also the velocity that this Rawhide team brings. Yasmir Alvarez, one of those guys. Jordan Chalas as well. Edgar Isaya. All three of those names I mentioned can all end up getting into those 90, 97,
that
those high 90s. That foul ball goes up into the crowd, and lots of cowbells going around here, and fans still starting to roll in here to Valley Strong Ballpark. Nice little atmosphere here for this doubleheader. Two balls, two strikes, two away. 1-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Yasmir Alvarez holds at the shoulders, takes a breath. The pitch fouled off once again, and a long at-bat here. That was the eighth pitch of the at-bat.
Collecting recyclables here at tonight's game.
Alvarez in his third game of the season. Coming in for a relief of Roman Angelo. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And Ty Hainchey will take the bat back with him. And San Jose will strand a pair in back-to-back innings on an elevated breaking ball. So we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Giants score one in the top of the fourth, but they're unable to score anymore. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide 1, Giants 1. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Santana.
Ruben Santana will lead things off here for the Rawhide in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rawhide first baseman for today. Three different first basemen here in 2024 for Visalia. We've primarily seen Modifi Marte over at first, but we've also seen Jackson Feltner there as well, and now Ruben Santana. Check swing, unable to hold back on it, but the first base umpire says the appeal does not go around, and it's one ball and one strike. Ruben Santana leads this Rawhide team in extra base hits and runs. On the left side of the infield, it is scooped up by the third baseman. Throw down to first in time. It's the Ryo to Williamson connection. The 5-3 ground out for the first out of the inning.
Now batting number 32, Jackson Feltner.
So Jackson Feltner will dig in for the second time today. 0-for-1 on the day with a swinging strikeout. Pitch to Feltner way out in front of that one. A slider from Cale Lansville. And something that Jackson Feltner has been working on in BP, trying to keep his momentum a little bit further on that back foot. He grounds it to third base side. And he sat down for the second time today for the second out of the inning, bringing up Anderson Rojas to the plate.
Now batting for the Rawhide, number 35.
So back-to-back plays Rojas, where Ryo gets a hand on it. And Rojas will dig in here from the left side. The Rawhide infielder slash outfielder, really a utility player here for Visalia. First pitch swinging on the ball he sees, and sends it through the infield for a base hit. Third Rawhide hit of the ball game, and it is brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Abandoned collision, don't fuss, call Gus. At Gus's Body Shop, their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they are about. Give Gus a call today at 559-625-3636. So Drew Jones to bat with two down here for Visalia. Maybe Jones slowly starting to crawl out of a slump he's had to begin the year. Was 0-for-9 here in the series. The only game he had a hit was on Sunday, where he had two hits in that game. A pitch on the way to Jones, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Two hits on Sunday entering today's game before that RBI in his last at-bat in the second. Drew Jones had a sac fly Saturday night and then two on Sunday. This one's grounded to the left side of the infield, and he will ground out to the force at second, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Anderson Rojas, a two-out single, but unable to do anything with it as Jones gets the final out of the fourth inning. Giants 1, Rawhide 1. We head to the top of the fifth inning here on this doubleheader at Valley Strong Ballpark on a Friday night. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un...
Halfway through, over halfway through here in game one of the doubleheader. And it'll be Jonah Cox to lead things off. Yasmir Alvarez remains on the mound for his first complete inning of work. And the wind continues to blow in here. You can slightly hear it on our crowd mic. Jonah Cox, third at bat of the ball game. 0-for-1 on the day, grounded out in the first and walked back in the third inning. Cox in his second year of professional baseball. And spent his playing days over at Oral Roberts out of the Summit League. And talk about his time in the Summit League. Summit League Player of the Year in 2023. where he batted 412 with 16 doubles, 8 triples. One ball, two strikes. Pitch on the way to Cox. He takes that one inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. And here's another eye-popping stat here for Cox. A 47-game hitting streak during his time with the Golden Eagles. And that one's fouled off for two balls and two strikes. That's the third longest hitting streak in NCAA history. A guy who spent time at Butler Community College in Eastern Oklahoma State prior to his rival in the Summit League. 2-2 pitch on the way, fouled backwards, and the count remains even. But Cox has not spent his entire playing time here in San Jose, and in fact, last year he was a part of the Oakland A's organization. 2-2 pitch. And that one misses high and inside. Cox has to slightly duck his head to get out of the way of it, and the count moves to 3-2. Cox was drafted in the 6th round by Oakland, and he's acquired by San Francisco on a trade on February 2nd of this year in exchange for right-handed pitcher Ross Stripling. So Cox last year played out in Stockton with the Ports. He grounds this one to the left side where Christopher Terrien will make the grab. The throw to first, it's a little bit low for Ruben Santana, but he's able to make the grab for the first out of the inning.
Now batting, number 10, Maui Ahuna.
You'll see the replay there. Christopher Terrien doing the little karaoke to get to the ball in time, but is able to record the out for the former Port. And they're bringing up Maui Ahuna to the plate. We've talked about the significance he had during his time in Kansas, along with Tennessee. 341 with 17 homers in his time with the Volunteers out of Knoxville. He's also on the 2023 Golden Spikes Award preseason watch list. The second pitch of the at-bat fouled backwards, and the count moves to 0-2. All Big 12 honors as a sophomore in 22 during his time with Kansas. 8 home runs, including a 314 year as a freshman out of the Big 12. This one hits to the right side, and a drop in for a base hit out of the outstretched glove of Ruben Santana. Fourth hit of the ball game here for San Jose, and it'll bring up Cole Foster to the plate. So a two-hit day for Uwana, who was 1-for-8 entering the day. And they'll bring up Cole Foster to the plate, who previously was 0-for-2. 4-for-9 entering the series, the most hits by anybody on this Giant squad. And the one-out pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Cole Foster, the 27th-ranked prospect in the San Francisco organization, and spent his college days out in Auburn. Former Tiger in the SEC. Bunt sign shown, and this one's a tough ball. Nobody's going to call it off, and it's going to drop perfectly between everybody. It's that little Bermuda triangle on the right side of the infield. And sometimes you got to play the small ball to get aboard, and that's exactly what Cole Foster does on the one-out bunt. Runners on first and second here for San Jose. And it was Alvarez who really never committed to that ball. And Yancel Luis was too far away. And then the argument for Ruben Santana. Somebody needed to cover the bag. And as a result, a perfectly placed bunt. And it'll bring up Elian Rayo, the fourth batter here in the inning. Rayo 1-for-2 here on the day. Alvarez glances at second. Breaker misses inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Rayo, fourth year of professional ball. And won the Arizona Complex League rookie batting title last year. And that one hit right over the first base bag. Home plate umpire says they landed just right of the first baseline. That one would have scored two runs easily. And wow, that was a huge one there. And the count moves to 1-1. So here's the replay of that pitch. And hard to tell there from the angle, but kicked up the chalk. That's how perfectly placed it was. In fact, you can still see where that chalk was kicked up over on that first base side. The 1-1 pitch on the way, swing and miss. This would be a huge strikeout here for Alvarez, although the double play is set up. One ball, two strikes with one away. Bo Davidson awaits on deck. The 1-2 from Alvarez. Check swing. Does he go around? He does. And it's another Rawhide strikeout. And with that, that is their 10th strikeout of the ball game. And we're here in the top of the fifth inning. Two down here for San Jose. Oh, yeah. Another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call at 559-625-4141. And with that 10th strikeout is brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. This is a Javi's Taco Shack located in downtown Visalia. So two down here. The San Jose Giants with runners on first and second. Both runners put in motion. De Leon was unable to make a play on it, so it's a double steal for the Giants. Takes out a force out, but the only play being now at first. Bo Davidson 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout to the hands of Roman Angelo. A 2-0 from Alvarez, and that one clips the top of the strike zone for strike one. 96-mile-per-hour heater. The last two innings, San Jose has stranded a pair. Looking to avoid doing that for the third straight. Two balls, one strike with two down. The pitch inside, ball three. San Jose currently tied for third in the Cal League North with a record of 2-4. Modesto in front of both Stockton and San Jose with a record of 4-2. And Fresno's off to a really nice start as well with a record of 5-1. 3-1 pitch on the way, fouled off to the left side. And that's another foul ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Call 559-747-2000. Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. A huge payoff pitch coming up here for Yasmir Alvarez with two runners in scoring position. Bo Davidson looking for his second hit of the series and looking to give the Giants their first lead of the day. A 3-2 pitch on the way, and that one sent into left field, and it is made by the left fielder, Jefferson Pena, who went down to a knee to grab it. It's a difficult time of the day with the way the sunlight hits out in left field, but he's able to get the out. 10 strikeouts here for Visalia through five innings of work, and once again, San Jose strands a pair here in the top of the fifth inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Giants 1, Rawhide 1. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, live on the MILB app. Joey Gonzalez with you as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 to score in this ball game. Jake Josefa snaps the twig. He grounds it over to second. And Cole Foster is able to record the out. And he gets, you can hear the twig snap. But once Josefa threw the bat on the ground, he heard kind of that rattling sound. Took the bat right off of the throw to the bat. And now I'll bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. One out. The Rawhide catcher takes that one down the middle for strike number one. DeLeon struck out in his last at-bat in the second inning. And that ball's fouled out of play. Vision Glassworks foul ball. Give Justin a text or a call at 559-747-2000. You're a local auto glass specialist. And here in the bottom of the fifth inning has a chance to go through the California League schedule for today's game. And we'll keep you updated as the night rolls on in both game one and in game two. But Visalia in San Jose got the California League schedule started a little bit early today with a 5:30 first pitch. The 1-2 pitch from DeLeon sent into right field. And it is hooking right, and it's going to go into the doer section out on the right field line. Rancho and Stockton getting started at 6:30, so they're about 15 minutes underway down south. And then we move to the two games up north with the Fresno Grizzlies hosting the Inland Empire 66ers, i.e. looking for their second win of the season. It's the left side of the infield, and it's going to be cut off. No, it won't. Grabbed by Ohuna. It went right underneath the glove of Elian Rayo. But either way, the out is made. And it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. You see the two left side infielders having a word with one another. Watch the replay here. And you see an attempt on the ball from Rayo. Stuck under his glove. And it was Ohuna who made the grab. And now bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate with one ball and no strikes. So Grizzlies 66ers at 7:05 on a Friday night. Pitch on the way, fouled off to the right side, one ball and one strike. And then lastly, the final game to get underway, also with the 7:05 first pitch, is the Lake Elsinore Storm and the Modesto Nuts. Modesto, a Seattle affiliate, the reigning Cal League champions, reigning Cal North champions. 1-1 pitch downstairs for ball two, two balls and one strike. San Jose, the San Francisco Giants affiliate. Not too far from San Francisco. And Visalia, the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. Three balls and a strike with two away with Christopher Torin awaiting on deck. Pena's pitch on the way, hits the right side of the infield. Cole Foster will scoop it up, throws to first in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion as the Rawhide are sat down in order for just the second time tonight. So we are through five innings of work here in game one of the doubleheader. The Giants won, Rawhide won. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's
making it happen. American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary ticket.
Top of the sixth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Giants 1, Rawhide 1. San Jose out hitting Visalia 5-3. And we have our second pitching change of the ball game here for Visalia, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. ResCom, protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. High pitch. He go around. He does not. Count moves to 2-1. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Two balls, no strikes. Rio Britton comes in for relief of Yasmir Alvarez, and he bounces that one in for three straight balls. Yasmir goes 1 1/3 with two hits allowed, one walk, and two Ks. Britton gets ready for the delivery. And the 3-0 misses outside, so a four-pitch walk from the Rawhide southpaw. First left-hander of the ballgame here for Visalia. Cesar Quintus gets the walk. Guillermo Williamson steps up to the plate. And San Jose 0-2 on the afternoon. Williamson's first pitch. And does he go around? Williamson does not. So he'll make it now five straight balls for Rio Britton to start off his ball game. Britton spent his time out at NC State. Now with the Wolfpack out in the ACC. 1-0 delivery on the way. Hit to the right side. Could turn two. Santana steps on first for one. The tag at second is in time. And it's a double play from Ruben Santana over to Christopher Torin. A 3-6 DP. Two down. What a play there. Ruben Santana. We've seen him a lot at third base. Seeing him at second or at first for just the second time this series. Santana, good awareness. Steps on the bag. Throws to second. And Torin, with a ball that's a little bit offline, makes a tag in time. And it will bring up Nadir Lewis to the plate with two down. And that's what you like as a pitcher, allowing your defense to get behind you and make a play. So Nadir Lewis 0-1 on the day. And he's currently behind in the at-bat. No balls and two strikes. Britton trying to face the minimum. The 0-2 pitch on the way. It's a breaking ball. Misses inside for ball number one. One ball, two strikes. Lewis steps out of the batter's box to reset. And it seems like the fans keep on rolling in. This has to be the largest crowd of the season. And they get 14 innings of baseball here tonight. 1-2 pitch. Outside corner. Strike three called. Strikeout number 11 of the night for San Jose's batting. 11 strikeouts from the Rawhide pen, and we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. We are tied up at one. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kaweah Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There are only 3 things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are third generation.
Christopher Turin to lead things off for Visalia. Top of the Rawhide lineup. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning, Torin, Luis, and Santana. 70 degrees here. Temperature continues to drop as the rain gets closer on Saturday and towards the weekend. But fans opening their weekend off right. This is how you start it here at Valley Strong Ballpark, downtown Visalia. And Christopher Torin trying to get the Rawhide back to lead. This one slicing in right, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Christopher Turin, a leadoff single, and making now 2 hits on the night after he ended his 5-game hit streak yesterday. And the Rawhide looking to get something going here in the bottom of the 6th inning. A 6-game on-base streak here for Christopher Turin, a guy who leads the team in batting average, batting .421 through 6 games. And also 8 hits, make it 9. Now 2 hits in this ballgame, make it 10. Luis shows bunt. He fouls it backwards for strike 1. The Rawhide, a team who is constantly working on bunts to open up batting practice, typically 2-3. Manager D. Garner said today, if you want to make it to the majors, it all starts off with the fundamentals, and the bunt is one of them. The 0-1 count to Yancel Luis. This Rawhide switch hitter shows bunt. He takes it inside, and he places it perfectly down the right field dirt. So a sack bunt puts Turin into scoring position. And there's one down, and it's going to be Ruben Santana stepping up to the plate.
Now batting for the high, number 20, Ruben Santana.
So the sack bunt brings up Ruben Santana. He's grounded out twice here in this ballgame. But he's got an RBI opportunity right here. The first pitch of the at-bat, and it misses outside for ball number 1. Ruben Santana batting .375 against left-handed pitchers. There's 1-0 on the way, and Santana fouls that one off to the right side. 1 ball and 1 strike. One ball, one strike. Drew Jones comes onto the video board, allowing the fans to get loud. Cowbells are ringing. Small lead by Turin at second. The 1-1 pitch grounded to the right side of the infield. That will put Turin over at third, and the tag barely in time, stepping on the first base bag, and it's going to bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate for a 2-out RBI opportunity with a runner 90 feet away from home.
Number 32, Jackson Feltner.
See Ruben Santana there. That's good hitting right there. Put the runner over at third and allow your next guy up. That's been the theme here of the season. Next man up here for Visalia. 2 down, Jackson Feltner. Takes that one down low for ball 1. The Rawhide DH tonight, 0-2, including a strikeout and a ground out here in this ballgame. 1-0 with 2 away. Feltner sends that one to center. Going backwards and making the grab is Jonah Cox. He read it wrong at first, but he was able to retreat back in time to make the out. And the Rawhide strand a runner over at third base. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base. And we head to the top of the seventh inning, the final inning of this doubleheader. Giants 1, Rawhide 1. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
Lower emissions. One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Game one of the doubleheader here on this Friday night. Giants 1, Rawhide 1. First pitch swinging, fouled off to the left side, should not be playable.
And
fouled off to the newly named Estrella Jalisco Fiestadec out there in left. Equity Saloon to the left. And still time for more baseball here. Game two will begin around 40 minutes after the conclusion of this ball game. And if you get here during game number one, come in and enjoy the ending of this ball game. You can enjoy both games one and two with a ticket to today's game. 1-1 pitch here from the Rawhide southpaw in the second inning of work. Foul tipped and the ball goes backwards. It's Ty Hanshi, Jonah Cox, and Maui Owuna here in the seventh inning. After that bat, we'll go through the Arizona Diamondbacks organization scores and schedules. And the pitch misses upstairs for ball two. 91 mile per hour heater from the Sacramento native. Britain 6'2", 189. Drafted out of the 15th round of last year's draft from NC State. And the 2-2 barely misses low for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. So a full count here before we go back to the top of the order for Jonah Cox. Payoff pitch on the way here from Britton, working from the far left side of the slab. 3-2, grounded to the right side. Scooped up by Luis, tosses over to the first baseman, Santana. And one down here for San Jose. Jonah Cox, due up. We'll go through the organization. We'll start off in High A, where Hillsborough entered the day 2-3. They had their game postponed yesterday. The pitch clips the outside corner for strike number one, and all throughout minor league baseball, there's been quite a handful of postponements due to the weather around the country. 0-1 pitch on the way from Britton. And fouled off to the right side. The rain blowing in out from the Pacific overnight and coming into Saturday. But a doubleheader today at Vancouver. They move it out into Double-A. The Amarillo Sod Poodles out in Central Texas take it on the Midland Rockhounds. 0-2 pitch from Britton. Foul tipped in the glove, and another strikeout here from Rawhide. Pitching make it 12 on the day, and Rio Britton's got two down here in the top of the seventh inning. Cox sat down for the third time today, first time striking out. And it'll bring up Maui Ahuna to the plate. Amarillo 1-5, fourth in the Texas League South. And fell short yesterday to Midland 5-8. And they remain out there until the conclusion of the weekend. And then finally out in AAA, the Reno Aces taking on Tacoma today. They lost yesterday's ball game 11-7. A slow roller. Britton's going to take it himself. Toss it underhand to Ruben Santana. And Britton faces the minimum in the top of the seventh inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh where the Rawhide will look for their first walk-off win of the year. Giants 1, Rawhide 1. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the seventh inning in game one of the doubleheader. Anderson Rojas will lead things off for Visalia. And he takes that one in there for strike number one on a 77-mile-per-hour off-speed pitch. From the second arm used by manager Yedwin Villegas. The 0-1 misses outside for ball one. It's the number 19, Cesar Perdomo, the 6'196 southpaw out of Venezuela, free agent signing in 2021. And Perdomo, in his third inning of work, or two complete innings so far, he's allowed one hit, no Ks. Rojas, base hit, hits it to the left side, and the Rawhide have a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Let's get loud, Rawhide. Let's get loud, Rawhide.
So Anderson Rojas, 2-for-2 on the day, and it brings up the second overall pick, Drew Jones, to the plate. Jones with his first hit of the series back in the second inning. And he has a chance for one of his biggest hits here in 2024. Bunt sign shown. He pulls it back. Ball one. Cesar Perdomo, the southpaw, has his corners playing in. The third baseman, Ryo, is already on the infield grass. Guillermo Williamson is holding on Anderson Rojas over at first. 1-0 pitch to Jones, and that's a big ol' hack. Unable to make contact with it, and the count goes 1-1. One thing that Jones has been working a lot on in batting practice, keeping the head level instead of pulling it out early. And now time is called. It looks like something may have gone on the field. The right fielder, Cesar Quintas, tosses it back. One ball, one strike, no outs. Jones gets ready for the pitch. Bunt shown, it goes in the dirt. And a really clutch block there from Ty Hainchy, the Giant catcher. 2-1 moves the count. Jake Josefa awaits on deck. Two balls, one strike with no outs. The upcoming delivery on the way to Drew Jones. And he takes it high and outside for ball three. Pass it to the next guy. That's all the Raw I'd have to do in this situation right here. No outs. Jones draws a walk right here. He puts a runner in a scoring position. 3-1 count. Perdomo glances at first. And he'll have a pickoff attempt over to Rojas, who dives in safely.
Let's get loud.
3-1. Both teams with five hits apiece here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rojas trying to walk it off in game one of the doubleheader. 3-1, bunt shown, and it's a good one. It's down the first baseline. Who's going to get it? Jones has speed, and it's going to get out into right field. Anderson Rojas is going to take advantage of the missed throw, and there's runners on the corners here for the Rawhide in the bottom of the seventh inning. Drew Jones has speed. That is one of the biggest things on the scouting report for the Rawhide center fielder, and if you have an error like that, it's going to result in a base runner like Jones ending up getting there. And we'll see what the official hit goes. We'll see what it officially goes down as. They're going to count it as a hit. Drew Jones is second of the day. Mentioned he didn't have one entering the day. Drew Jones has two in this ball game, and Jake Yosefa will step up to win this ball game. No outs, and the pitching coach Dan Runzler is out, and he got to think that San Jose will play in. And we've already seen Yosefa out at Inland Empire have an RBI in the same exact situation. A little flare shot into left field. Visalia looking to improve to 5-2 and tie up the series at two games apiece. Anderson Rojas at third, Drew Jones at first. Will manager D. Garner get aggressive and steal Jones? It would likely be a defensive indifference and put two runners in scoring position. Yosefa's first pitch, bunt shown, and he tries to hit it to the left side, and instead he fouls it back 0-1. Jake Yosefa 0 for 2 in this ballgame. 7, 8, and 9 are combined 0 for 6 so far. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number 2. That's Adrian DeLeon, the Rawhide catcher, who awaits on deck. No balls and two strikes for the Rawhide left-handed batter. The pitch is upstairs, and as I mentioned, a defensive indifference, and that allows Drew Jones to get over to second base. Second and third, infield plays in, and the outfield plays shallow as well, just in case there's a flare, and Yosefa sat down looking for out number one. But that's why that Drew Jones steal was so important. Because now, instead of a double play ball getting San Jose out of the inning, there's not a force out besides the one at first. Adrian DeLeon bats from the right side. The right on left matchup misses outside for ball one on a 90-mile-per-hour heater from Cesar Perdomo. Wind is playing in. That could also play into a little flare shot going even more shallow. One ball, no strike to DeLeon. The pitch. And that one's in there for strike one. One ball and one strike. Visalia in this ball game are 1 for 5 with runners in scoring position. They've left three guys aboard so far. 1-1 pitch downstairs and a good block by Hainchy to keep it from hitting the backstop. And with the speed that Anderson Rojas possesses, a ball that gets past the catcher would end the game. 2-1 with one down in front of what is likely the largest crowd of 2024. The 2-1 pitch on the way to DeLeon, and he sends that one up and out of play. And also, I mentioned the speed on a pass ball or a wild pitch. If this ball sent into outfield, a sack fly would easily score Anderson Rojas as well. DeLeon just needs to find a way to lift it deep enough into the outfield. He's got two fast guys aboard. He's got Rojas at third, Drew Jones at second, arguably the two fastest guys on this Rawhide team in scoring position. You only need one to win this ball game. It's 1-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. DeLeon's 2-2 pitch on the way, hits it to the left side, and it just misses foul left. Two balls and two strikes. DeLeon digs in once again. Perdomo will stare him down. The jingles of the cowbells ringing throughout Valley Strong Ballpark on this first Friday of the season. And the ball must have landed back on the field, so we'll take a pause. You feel the tension inside of the ballpark here. A Rawhide team who's currently first in the Cal South. Two balls, two strikes, one away from the belt. The deal swung on and missed. Second strikeout of the inning. And that will bring up Jefferson Pena on a crucial two out, two aboard. Ninth batter in the order, Adrian DeLeon, is one for nine here in the series. See how aggressive he is right here. Defense goes back to normal. First pitch fouled backwards. The count goes 0-1. Rawhide need to find a way to capitalize right here. Drew Jones and Anderson Rojas reached on the first two batters of the inning, but Josefa and DeLeon have been the last two outs on strikeouts. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fouled backwards. Count moves to 0-2. Jefferson Pena looking to be the hero for Visalia. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Downstairs, ball one. One ball and two strikes here for Pena, who's batting 286 here in 2024 with three RBIs. He needs RBI number four to win the game. 1-2 with two down. The pitch on the way to Pena. And he fouls it off to the left side once again. And if he finds a way to get aboard, it's the RBI leader, Christopher Turin, who awaits on deck. Christopher Turin, 12 RBIs on the season. He's on deck. 1-2, two down. Pitch, fouled backwards. Pitch number five of the at-bat, and Pena is not going down easy. Rojas third, Jones second. Empty bag at first. The pitch from Perdomo, and that one backdoor breaker, and Jefferson Pena is sat down, and the Rawhide three straight strikeouts, and Cesar Perdomo works out of the biggest jam of the night, and we are heading to extras here in game one of the doubleheader. Rawhide strand two on two hits and no errors, and we head to the top of the eighth inning. Rawhide 1, Giants 1. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information, or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season.
First extra inning game here in 2024, and it occurs in a seven-inning ball game in game one of a doubleheader between the Visalia Rawhide San Jose Giants an effort to beat the bad weather this upcoming weekend. Ghost runner is over at second base. And the pitch goes in there for strike number one. So since Maui Owono was the last out of the seventh, he currently stands over at second base. The new rules that were proposed during the COVID-19 pandemic, and this one's grounded over to Taurean, and he muffs the ball over at short, and it's going to be runners on the corners. A guy who's been so great and reliable on the defensive side, not even speaking about his offense, and Taurean, who tried to scoop it up, ball must have taken a bad bounce on him. E6, first Rawhide error of the ball game. Owuna's now over at third. That does set up a double play. And now manager D. Garner's on the way out to the mound. That discussion with his infield. Sam Knowlton facing one batter. And likely discussing the new situation here. So what a change of events there. Rawhide should have one out now. And if Iwana comes in to score, it would be unearned. So that's all the mound visit is. And another rule, and we're seeing a lot of the recent rules that have been put into effect. That's one of them right there. Sam Knowlton's got to face three batters. So with that one batter faced, Knowlton gets ready to dig in once again. Rawhide out hitting the Giants, 6-5. Both teams now have an error of their own. First pitch on the way, misses outside, and a good snag by Adrian DeLeon. We'll see if San Jose gets aggressive on the base path. They've got 6 stolen bags here this year. Steal number 7 will put them top 3 in the Cal League. 1-1, no strikes with no outs. Pitch on the way from Knowlton, swung on and missed, and the count moves to 1-1. And this pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. 1-1 from the former South Alabama Jaguar. There's a slow roller. DeLeon doesn't have a play anywhere, and the bases will be loaded with Giants. Two bounces that roll in favor of San Jose. 18, Bo Davidson. It'll be Bo Davidson stepping up to the plate. And for a second, it looked like Owano was going to come home to score. But the ball rolled too far out. And if DeLeon would have picked that ball up, Owano would have been tagged out, likely trying to stretch it home. So now it'll be Bo Davidson stepping up to the plate. 6 hits a pop. The pitch flips the outside corner for strike one. And look at the velocity from Sam Knowlton. 98 mile per hour heater. Knowlton's the tallest guy on the team. He's 6'8", 255 from Birmingham, Alabama. Spent his playing days out with the Jags. See back-to-back 98 mile per hour fastballs. And Knowlton with South Al out of the Sun Belt Conference. 0-2 with no outs. The pitch on the way from Knowlton, swung on and missed. And Bo Davidson strikes out, and that's the first out of the inning here for the Giants. And with that, that's another strikeout brought to you by our friends at Allstate. Give Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So Cesar Quintez steps up. He was nearly hit by the pitch, but he dives out or dodges out of the way of that pitch, and he goes inside for ball number one. Cesar Quintez fouls it backwards. 1-1, 99 this time. Climbing up the ladder goes Sam Knowlton. Sam in his second appearance here in 2024. And his last outing was against Inland Empire on Sunday. 1-1 pitch. And that's going to hit Quintez on the left shoulder, on the left elbow, I should say. And that's going to walk in Owana. And the Giants take the lead, their first of the night. It's here in the top of the eighth inning, and manager D. Garner is going to make his way out, arguing that Quintez stuck his elbow out to attempt getting hit by the pitch. And D was really quick to get out of the dugout. And now he wants the two umpires to meet. This is a crucial meeting between the two Blues tonight. Home plate umpire Garrett Nelson is calling balls and strikes. Caden Gustafson is on the base paths. And this is no doubt the biggest meeting of umpires this season. If it score a run, San Jose would be leading 2-1 if it is called a hit by pitch. And they're going to call it a dead ball. So Maui Iwana is going to go back over to third. And now the manager, Yedwin Villegas, is having a word with the first base umpire, Caden Gustafson. See the replay here off the pitch from Sam Knowlton. And they're going to say he was in the act of a swing, so that's the reason for the foul. You see right there the load up from Quintus. And when he goes around, he's hit in the act of the swing. And I want to say it didn't even hit the padding. It may have just hit bare bone. But either way, the bases will remain loaded and the count will move to 1-2. And really, since the bottom of the seventh inning, this game is just, you felt the tension here in the ballpark. Visalia had a chance to win it in the bottom of the seventh. They had Rojas on third, Drew Jones at second. And then three straight batters were retired. The bottom of the Rawhide order now, 0-12. One ball, two strikes, one away. It would be Christopher Torin to lead things off and a chance to win it if they keep it a one-run ball game. Or keep it a tie ball game, I should say. Fouled off once again, and the count remains 1-2. Bo Davidson was the first out of the inning. He struck out swinging. Second time today he's done that. Quintus gets ready for the pitch. It's a slider, misses outside. Nolan thought he had it for a moment, but it did look a little bit outside for ball two. A stare down Quintus. Likely go fastball. 2-2 pitch on the way. He does. He challenges him. And this one's to right field. Josefa's got to make a long run. And does it land foul? It does. So after San Jose got two good balances in their favor to begin the inning. Now two unlucky situations. The foul ball and then this one that misses by maybe about 6 feet. And Quintus will use his batter's timeout to reset. The sun beginning to set here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-2 with one away. The pitch from Knowlton. Strike three called on the inside corner. Sam Knowlton strikes out Cesar Quintus. And the Rawhide fans get loud. It is Sam Knowlton's second strikeout of the day, making out 14 Ks from Rawhide pitching and throws him on the inside like an Eggo waffle. Two down.
How about Guillermo Williamson?
And Guillermo Williamson will step up to the plate. 0-3 on the day. And you see the strikeout walls right next to the San Jose dugout. First pitch upstairs, ball one. San Jose has stranded five batters here in this ball game, and they're 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The 1-0 fouled off to the left side, and if you're San Jose, you look back at this ball game, you stranded a pair in innings 3-5. Five in total. I should say seven in total. Rawhide have stranded five. Sam Knowlton has a chance to frustrate the Giants' offense once again. The pitch to Williamson. He takes it inside, and he's able to line dance out of the way of that pitch. Three balls and a strike. Williamson has struck out twice, and in the sixth inning, he grounded out to the 5-3 DP that started when Ruben Santana stepped on first and threw to Christopher Torin at second. 3-1 pitch, upstairs ball four, and Sam Knowlton will walk in the go-ahead run. It's now 2-1 in favor of San Jose. He didn't have an open bag, and it ends up costing him, and it will bring up Nadir Lewis to the plate. So we'll put Cole Foster at second, Elion Rayo at second. And the first pitch of the at-bat misses outside for ball number one on a 98-mile-per-hour heater. Nadir Lewis in this ballgame, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. And a swing on a nasty breaker. And that's a dangerous side of Sam Nolten. High 90s. He's hit 98 here tonight. That curveball, 85. 1-1, and another nasty swing, this time a 1 mile per hour slower, and an almost golf-type swing, one ball and two strikes. Lewis has bases loaded, and trying to drive in another run right here. The 1-2 pitch, fastball fouled backwards. Ty Hanschy awaits on deck. He's 0-for-3 in the ballgame. The bottom of these two orders struggling in this ballgame. Both of them do not have a hit when you look at batters 7 through 9. Sam Nolten, a off-speed pitch, and Adrian DeLeon heads up defense there. It was a ball that landed fair. He picks it up in fair territory, steps on home plate, and gets the force out, and San Jose strands a trio on the base paths here, but they do end up scoring a run on a bases-loaded walk to Guillermo Williamson. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning where San Jose leads for the first time tonight. 2-1, you're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey, but if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans.
Down to the plate for the Hide. Number 8, Christopher Torrey. And on second base, number 1, Jefferson Kenya.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. A move to the bottom of the eighth inning where we have another pitching change here. And it's brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye, bugs. Christopher Torrine. He's been the heartbeat of this Rawhide team this season, and he has a chance for the RBI opportunity. First pitch goes in there for ball number one. And the third arm used by manager Yedwin Viegas in this ballgame, the southpaw Tommy Kane. 1-0 pitch on the way from Kane. And it's a broken bat hit to the left side, bobbled at third, but Torrine's going to be out. One down here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Now batting for the Hive, number 10, Yancel Luis.
I'll bring up Yancel Luis to the plate and didn't even have a chance to mention it on the two-pitch at-bat to Torrine, but Tommy Kane, he has another appearance here in the series, one inning. Pitch to Louise, goes in there for strike one. But one inning pitched, four runs. It was a three-run bomb that Kane gave up to Yancel Luis. The first home run of the year for the Visalia Rawhide. 0-1 to the Rawhide switch hitter, and he swings and misses on the pitch, and the count moves to 0-2. Jefferson Pena was a final out of the seventh, so he stands over at second. 0-2 with one away. Kane working from the stretch. The delivery inside. Luis is able to dodge out of the way of that one. 92 mile per hour inside. One ball and two strikes. That run in the top of the eighth inning, unearned for San Jose. Tommy Kane comes in from Broomall, Pennsylvania, a 19th round selection in the 2023 MLB draft. One ball, two strikes to Luis, and he gets frozen on a pitch that breaks down the middle, and there's two down here, and it's going to bring up Ruben Santana to the plate.
Now batting for the Hines, number 20, Ruben Duran.
And Ruben Santana, he's a guy that he's got some clutch genes as well. Hit a clutch RBI base hit at Inland Empire in the ninth inning of Saturday's win. Santana fouls it off to the right side, 0-1. If he finds a way to keep it alive, it would be Jackson Feltner who awaits on deck. 0-1 with two down. Rawhide down to the last two pitches. Pitch to Santana, and that one clips the top of the strike zone for strike two. And Visalia is down to their final out in a ball game that they led until the top of the eighth. It had got tied up in the fourth inning. San Jose took their first lead of the night in the top of the eighth. No balls, two strikes with two away. The pitch on the way to Ruben Santana. Misses outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. It's game four of the six-game series. If San Jose wins, they would improve to 3-1 in the six-game set. Visalia trying to make it two games apiece. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Santana, and that one misses upstairs for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. All twos on the board for number 20. Left on right matchup. Santana's pitch inside, and great read by the runner at second, Jefferson Pena, who was halfway down the side over to third. So now any ball put in play would score Pena. Payoff pitch on the way to Ruben Santana, and it clips the outside corner for strike three, and San Jose makes the late game comeback and pulls off the win. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Ruben Santana sat down looking, and the Rawhide strand a runner at third in the form of Jefferson Pena, and San Jose takes game one of the doubleheader, 2-1. San Jose, two runs, six hits, one error, and Visalia, one run, six hits, and one error. And now we get ready for game number two of the six-game series, which will begin in around 45 minutes. So both squads will have a chance to reset and get ready for game two, which will be around 8:45. So until the start of game number two, we will step aside for a little bit and get ready for the second game of the doubleheader. But San Jose takes the first game 2-1. If you're watching Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app. Well, how about it? Let's play two on a Friday night at Valley Strong Ballpark. Joey Gonzalez with you for the second part to the sequel between the San Jose Giants and the Visalia Rawhide. And let's get into the starting lineups for game two of the series. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Visalia Rawhide, the right-hander, number 12, Denny LaRondo. The rest of the Rawhide defense will consist of the catcher, Kenny Castillo, the first baseman, Jackson Feltner, over at second base, Christopher Turin. The shortstop for Visalia in game number two, Yancel Luis. Ruben Santana will slide from first to third, and then out in outfield, Junior Franco will play left. Drew Jones will be in center field, and then lastly out in right field will be Jake Josefa. Now for the starting batting order for the San Jose Giants, leading things off will be Jonah Cox. He bat number two in game number one. He'll bat first. Maui Iwana will bat second as a DH. Cole Foster will be playing short today. He'll be batting third. Elian Rayo will bat fourth at third base. Nadir Lewis moves up in the batting order. He'll bat fifth. Javier Francisco will move from second to first base. He'll bat sixth. Drew Kavanaugh, seventh. The San Jose catcher in his second game behind home plate. Giancarlo Cio will bat eighth and play second base. And then finally, Estelin Cassiani will be the left fielder. And Joe Whitman will be the starting pitcher for the boys in gray and orange. And with Sunday's game being rescheduled, the Rawhide faithful get to see the gold Serpiente City Connect-inspired jerseys for the first time here in 2024. And San Jose did not go back to the dressing room. They will be sporting the gray road uniforms that they wore in game number one that started at 5:30. So we had our first pitch 2 hours and 55 minutes ago, and we get game number two underway officially at 8:25 p.m. here in downtown Visalia. So Visalia dropped game number one of this doubleheader, final score 2-1. That one fouled backwards, and the count goes 1-1 in a ball game where Visalia did not trail until the top of the eighth inning, and it was due to a Sam Knowlton bases-loaded walk that ended up bringing home the run. Visalia unable to do anything in the bottom of the frame and end up dropping the second game of the series. And we get to see Denny Lorando for the second time in 2024, who got the start on Saturday night. He's one of two pitchers that have gone five innings of work as a starter. The other one, Jacob Steinmetz, the man who got the ball yesterday. 2-1 pitch on the way from Lorando, and misses outside for ball three. Three balls and a strike. And Denny comes in for the second start of the year, as previously mentioned, 6'2", 180 from Villa Clara, Cuba. And on the 3-1 pitch, that one will go a pitch clock violation against Denny Lorando. Home plate umpire called time there for a second. And as a result, a pitch clock violation will result in a leadoff runner with Jonah Cox over at first. Leadoff walk with Maui Iwana stepping up to the plate. Iwana will bat DH this game. The pitch goes inside, bunt shown, and it doesn't get far enough from the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo. So Cox, Iwana, Foster, Rayo. 1-4. Were the first batters, the first four batters in game one, and it's the same here in game number two. Last game, Maui went 2-4, and he scored that unearned run in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch goes down the middle, a late read from Castillo, and it's going to be a stolen bag here for Jonah Cox. A San Jose squad who is top three in the Cal League in stolen bases, entering today with six. And now Jonah Cox already with a runner in scoring position here in the top of the first inning. 1-1 with no outs. The pitch from Lorando misses high and outside for ball two. I mentioned Denny pitched on Saturday when the Rawhide improved to 2-0, but he didn't have the best start to the day. Allowed four runs, three earned at Inland Empire. The 2-1 clips the outside corner for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. But Lorando, the big one in that inning, four wild pitches that allowed Inland to score their first runs of the season. Luckily, after that first inning, he got locked in and only allowed one hit following that. Swinging a foul tip into the glove of Kenny Castillo. And with that, we get to shout out Abraham Guillen for the first time today. All strikeouts of the season brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625 41-41. Allstate, you're in good hands. So as I was mentioning, a LaRondo outing that started off choppy, but then after that, found his groove. Another stolen base attempt by Jonah Cox. He'll do it. And it's now two stolen bags here in the top of the first. And San Jose is 90 feet away from getting their first run of the ball game. This is currently game five of the six-game series. As mentioned at the top of this game, Sunday's game was moved to tonight due to the poor weather. This one hits to the ground to the right side, and it's going to bounce off the glove of Jackson Feltner, and it's going to sneak over to Yontel Luis, who's playing short, and he was in front of the second base bag when he grabbed the ball. And as a result, it's going to be an E1. See the replay here. It was a kind of a outstretched attempt for Feltner. I wonder if maybe he just kicked it. It ends up rolling over to second. So the E1 gets, or the E3, I should say, gets Cole Foster aboard, and it brings Elian Rio to the plate. First pitch swinging for Rio, and he's behind the count 0-1. In game number one, he was 2-for-4, including the only base hit in the eighth inning. Rio's two outs were a fly out to left field and a strikeout. Jefferson Pena played in game one. Junior Franco replaces him out in left field here in game number two. So the E3 for Foster will go down as an RBI, but it won't be earned. One down, 0-1, and an elevated fastball from LaRondo. Swung on and missed, and the count moves to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Runner on first is Cole Foster. Elian Rio becomes the fourth batter to hit here in the inning. And LaRondo looking for a K right here. This one's lifted into center field, where it's a former second overall pick, Drew Jones, underneath it for the second out of the inning. And Drew, no doubt, recognized for his outstanding defensive abilities. But just the offense he's trying to pick up here in these first seven games of the minor league year. And Visalia trying to salvage the series right here. If they lose this one, they would drop the six-game series to San Jose. They currently trail it 3-1. After the loss last game, the only win they have is a win on Wednesday. And that one is low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes with two away. Two down. The pitch, and that one slung into center field. Drops in for a base hit in front of Drew Jones. And that one was barreled up there by Nadir Lewis. And two aboard here in the top of the first inning. There's a hanging pitch right down the middle of the plate, and all he had to do was rip it into center. And it'll bring up Javier Francisco to the plate now. Batter number six in the inning here for San Jose. Javier Francisco, who also played last ball game, I should say yesterday, in a game where he was 1-for-4. 0-1, first pitch on the way, and LaRondo's slider misses outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Jonah Cox, the leadoff man, was walked, and he ended up coming home to score. One ball, no strikes with two away. The pitch goes in there for strike one. A Rawhide team who needs to find a way to get some more scoring. The series high for runs from Visalia, four runs. The 1-1 pitch on the way is another slider. Clips the outside corner for strike number two. Visalia dominant win on Wednesday, 8-3. in the second game of the series. But since then, the Rawhide have scored one run through two games. The 1-2 pitch flies over the head of Javier Francisco, and the count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. See the replay here. Looks like he may have probably slipped out of the hand of Lorando. And it's an even 2 balls and 2 strikes for number 12. The right-hander with the pitch, slider, and it lands just fair, just right of the third baseline. One run's going to come home to score. It's Cole Foster. Now advances Dear Lewis over to third, and it's a 2-run ball game here in the top of the first inning. And that error from Jackson Feltner proving more costful as we roll on. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark makes his way out to the mound to have a word with the starting pitcher. That should make both runs now earned. Lewis is over at third. Second RBI of the inning for a San Jose squad who struggled with runners in scoring position last ball game. RBI double from the first baseman, and this brings up the now seventh batter of the inning for San Jose in the form of catcher Drew Cavanaugh. Two down with two runs for San Jose. And Denny Lorando's pitch on the way to Drew Cavanaugh, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. Sally made a couple moves to the batting order. And we'll talk about that when we move to the bottom half of the first inning. The 0-1 pitch on the way, fouled off of Cavanaugh's thigh. And the count moves to 0 balls and 2 strikes. Two down. A nice opening Friday crowd here in Visalia. And that one's fouled off to the left side. The first 350 fans who attended tonight's game got replica home pinstripe jerseys. That's what Visalia wore in game number one. The home pinstripes with the gold or with the red caps. And now in replacement of Sunday's game, they're wearing the gold uniforms. And this one's fouled off to the left side. And the count remains 0-2. Rondo trying to sit down Drew Cavanaugh right here and get the Rawhide out of this long half inning. The 0-2 pitch on the way. This is outside for ball one. 89-mile-per-hour four-seam fastball. This is up and outside for ball one. A reminder that tomorrow's game is still on, scheduled for 6:30. So the Rawhide looking to play baseball tomorrow night. Foul off to the left side. That'll be the final game of the six-game series. Visalia won't see San Jose until later on in the year. It won't be until July, the final series before the All-Star break. Out at Excite Ballpark. 1-2 slider breaks in there for strike three, and Denny Lorando gets out of the inning. But he allows two runs. It goes two hits, two runs, one error, and two runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning where San Jose leads Visalia 2-0. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Tech Run. You're using...
Listen up, baseball fans.
The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Visalia. And Joe Whitman will get the nod from the manager, Yedwin Villegas. Yansel Luis, Christopher Torin, Ruben Santana. Upcoming pitch on the way to Luis, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Yansel Luis, Christopher Torin, Ruben Santana. 1, 2, and 3. A pitch on the way. Elevated fastball swung on and missed. 1-2. Jackson Feltner will bat cleanup. Kenny Castillo will bat 5. Drew Jones will bat 6th. Jake Josefa 7. Modifi Marte will bat 8th. And then lastly in 9th will be Junior Franco, who will play left field. 1-2 pitch on the way. That's a roller right up the middle. Covering the ground is Giancarlo Cio. A long stretch by the first baseman, Javier Francisco. But nice speed by Yansel Luis. He sprints down the line, and it's a leadoff base hit for Visalia. A Rawhide team who is struggling to get offense early going in ball games. And here is Christopher Torin stepping in here for Visalia. He kept the on-base streak alive last ball game, expanded it to 7 straight games. And the pitch to Christopher Torin swung on and missed, and the count goes 0-1. He is the only home run here in 2024 for Visalia. The only team with one homer. The 0-1 pitch. The delivery to Torin, and he just gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. And a home run tonight would really have to be muscled out there. The wind is blowing in. At first pitch in game number one, it was 85, and it's dropped off by 20 degrees. It's currently 65. Seeing the crowd, a little bit more jackets and hoodies starting to be thrown on. And the 0-2 pitch on the way to Torin. And he takes that one upstairs for ball number one. And over the weekend, with the weather going to drop significantly. Tomorrow, a high of 71. Sunday will be even cooler with a high of 61. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Torin, and he's going to drop that one in for a base hit into right field. Back-to-back base hits here for Visalia to begin the bottom of the first inning. One guy we've talked about needing to get warm, Yansel Luis. He gets a base hit to begin the ball game. And then Christopher Torin, who's been so hot, he's batting well above 400. Here in this opening week. And it brings up Ruben Santana, who's a guy who's got extra base hit abilities. Santana at the dish, a guy who has pop. He's gone deep to the warning track several times this year, but he just hasn't had that ball that has cleared the fence. 1-1, no strikes, no outs, runners on first and second. It's Joe Whitman, the southpaw for San Jose, who have the pitch, and Ruben Santana fouls it backwards for 1-1. For San Jose, it's Whitman on the mound, pitching to Drew Cavanaugh. Over at first is Javier Francisco. Giancarlo Cio will play second, and the shortstop Cole Foster will be joined by Elian Rayo on the third base side. Ruben Santana gets ready for the pitch from Whitman, and he fouls it backwards once again. Out in left field, Estelin Cassiani. And then in center, Jonah Cox. And then finally out in right is number 7, Nadir Lewis. Tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Life Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online will help at no cost to Anthem Med-Cal members. 2-1, the count to Ruben Santana, the 10th-ranked prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, according to MLB.com. The 2-2 pitch on the way here to Ruben Santana from Whitman, and he swings and misses, and that's a strikeout for the Rawhide. Bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. And Jackson in last ball game 0-for-3, including a strikeout in the second inning. One thing that Feltner has been working on in batting practice, mentioned this a little bit during last game if you were with us, trying to load up more on that back foot. Pitch on the way, double steal. Luis will dive into third, and he'll be safe. The double steal works. Visalia hasn't been super aggressive on the base paths this season. But Luis steals third. Christopher Torino will advance over to second. And Visalia now, two runners in scoring position, the same spot that they were in the bottom of the eighth in game number one. Stranded two. Pitch on the way to Feltner. And it's going to be a pitch clock violation called. One ball, no strikes. Yonsel Luis came home to score. I believe that Luis may have thought it was a balk. But as a pitch clock violation, that was a late call. You see the umpire put his hands up. Whitman was basically already bringing the foot off the dirt. So two balls, no strikes with one away. Jackson Feltner will look for the RBI opportunity. And that one goes in there for strike number one. In 2024, Feltner batting 286, two RBIs. He has a chance for RBIs 3 and 4 if he shoots it into the gap. 2-1 pitch on the way to Feltner, and he fouls it off to the right side. And the count moves to 2-2 on a 96-mile-per-hour heater. And Kenny Castillo waits on deck here for Visalia. Feltner will use his batter's timeout, steps out of the batter's box. And we'll dig in once again. 2-2 with one down. And a pitch on the way to Feltner. Goes inside. Does he go around? Appeal to the first base umpire. And Feltner does not go around. So the count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. One of two series between these two squads here this season. Mentioned the series out in July, a 6-game set before the All-Star break. And that will be it against the Northern opponent. On the ground to the left side, that's going to score a run. Feltner's going to try to run it out, a low throw. But it's caught by the first baseman, Javier Francisco. But an RBI ground out from Jackson Feltner. And the Rawhide have their first inning run of the season. And it comes in the form of Yonsel Luis.
The catcher, number 7, Kenny Castillo.
So Kenny Castillo, who has the lead cut in half, has Christopher Torin over at third base. Castillo appearing in his second game of the series. He didn't play in game one. It was Adrian DeLeon. Castillo's 1-0 pitch is on the way. And that one misses upstairs for ball two. These two teams combined for 12 hits in game number one, 6 apiece. In a game that San Jose pulled off, both these two squads already have 4 hits. The pitch on the way to Castillo, and that one's to right. The wind should keep it in play, and it will do exactly that. And the fans, you hear the gasp for a moment, but it doesn't have enough, and it ends up staying in the yard. Two hits, and one run, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through one in downtown Visalia. Giants 2, Rawhide 1. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball live on the MILB app.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey, but if you're involved...
Now batting number one, Giancarlo Seal.
Move to the top of the second inning here in downtown Visalia. Giancarlo Seal, Estenlin Cassiani, and Jonah Cox, 8-9-1. Will be the batters here in the top of the second. And both starting pitchers had to face a minimum of five batters in their opening frames. Denny Lorando, he got settled the same way on Saturday's outing at Inland Empire. He had a slow start, but ended up going five innings of work with only allowing four runs. Three earned, a line drive at Lorando. Bat to down, throw to first in time. Nice heads-up play there by Denny. And if he doesn't get a piece of that one's going into center field for the third giant hit of the ballgame. But instead, one down, and it brings up Estelin Cassiani to the plate. Our first pitch of the game was brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. First pitch goes in there for strike number one, 0-1 with one down. Fouled off to the left side, and the count moves to 0-2. Lorando, after that opening weekend, a 7.71 ERA, went 4 2/3. Allowing five runs and two hits, but he gets his second strikeout of the ballgame. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate. Give insurance agent Abraham Guillen a call at 559-625-4141. So two quick outs here from Denny Lorando. We'll bring up Jonah Cox to the plate for the second time in this ballgame. Cox ended up getting on via the walk in the first inning and ended up scoring on an unearned run. That pitch, this is outside for ball one. Jonah Cox, we mentioned last game, Summit League Player of the Year, and his time at Oral Roberts. Was drafted in the 17th round of the 2023 MLB Draft on Oral Roberts' team, who played the first game of the College World Series against the TCU Horned Frogs. In a game where Oral Roberts took a lead over TCU in the top of the ninth, and a thriller out in Omaha. And that pitch misses upstairs for ball two, two balls and a strike. But the most eye-popping thing probably about Jonah Cox, that 47-game hitting streak, which is the second longest in NCAA history. The 2-1 breaker misses inside for ball three, three balls and a strike. And prior to his time at Oral Roberts, Butler Community College in eastern Oklahoma State. For those wondering where Oral Roberts is, Gallatin, Oklahoma. A 31 pitch clips the outside corner for strike two. He didn't grow up in Oklahoma, however. He grew up in Thornton, Colorado. And his dad, Darren, 15 games for the Expos in 1999. Foul off to the right side. And that's a Vision Glassworks foul ball. Text Justin in 559-747-2000 for a free quote. Vision Glassworks, you're a local auto glass specialist. A couple interesting kind of stats and news there on Jonah Cox. His payoff pitch on the way is fouled backwards. And he remains in the battle here with Denny and LaRondo on what will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat. And entering the day, top five in the Cal League with a .409 batting average. And for the second time today, he'll be walked, this time on an inside ball four. So Maui Ohuna now will step up to the plate. He struck out swinging back in the first inning. Fourth batter here of the inning for LaRondo. Cox is put in motion, and Feltner goes down to a knee to make the grab, and he prevents it from going to outfield. After the error in the first inning, he makes it up here in the top of the second inning with an athletic grab, and we head to the bottom of the second inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the second. Rawhide trail the Giants 2-1. You're watching and listening to Rawhide Baseball Live on the